The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete, of low audio quality, and not offered on cassette. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Thank you much. And it's mutual, I'm sure, between us all. Shall we bow it now while we walk to Him who we all love, our Lord Jesus? Our Heavenly Father, we are very thankful to Thee this evening for the love of Thy Son, Jesus, that shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. His presence already has met us here, and we're so happy. And we're looking forward to Him tonight, that He will just make us so full of His joy tonight that we'll lose sight of all of the things that is wrong. Grant tonight that if there be sinners in the building, that they will not go over the threshold of this building till first giving their hearts to Jesus for service. Bless, Lord, those who are suffering bodily. Oh, God, there's many here that our beloved physicians of this earth have tried so hard, working day and night to try to save their life, but seemingly that the enemy is determined to take their life. And they're here tonight, Lord, knowing this is their last resource to resort to is to Thee. Oh, Father, I'm sure with divine faith, You will not disappoint anyone. We pray that everyone will be a healed tonight. Father, I pray Thee that this will be the breaking forth of the revival that the people here have longed to see. And I pray, Father, also that there will be a great union revival for all Thy people shall come together in heavenly places, and may the things that been like years ago by Your holy prophets, may it come to pass here. I pray, Father, that You will hear the voice of Thy servant. Bless all that's here tonight, all the Christians. And Father, we thank Thee for the deacons, for the co-workers, for all that's gathered tonight. May we say when we leave, then our hearts burn within us because of the presence of the Son of God. We thank You for Your great power that just healed the Ethiopian girl laying there just a few moments ago, suffering beyond measure, passing by, saying, "Just lay Your hand to Your brother Branham." And immediately, Lord, You healed her. And now, once suffering and now free, how we thank You. And now, Lord, I pray that that will be an experience of many, many others in the building tonight. Lord, we ask it for God's glory in the name of His Holy Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All serious. Fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought to them all of the people that were taken of divers, diseases, torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those which had palsy, and He healed them. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now this second stay here in the city of Zion has just brought me to know You more and to think more of You. And I'm going to thank You for everything that You have done. You've been so kind, lending Your support for the service. And I thank You each and all. Now, tomorrow morning, the Lord willing, I have to go to my home and then begin in Fort Wayne right away. Then down to Jonesboro, Arkansas, then to Shreveport, Louisiana, and to Dallas, and back up across the water here to Flint, Michigan. and then from Flint, I go to Tacoma, and then from Bellingham, we go into Canada, and across Canada, and then over the sea to over in Finland, and the Scandinavian countries. And I certainly, with a sincere heart, I say this, that I covet the prayers of you people here. For it was your prayer that turned me from St. Louis to come back. And God hears your prayer. And I wonder if you all would just promise me you'll pray for me to hold up and be at my best for the service for the Lord Jesus. Do you promise that? Thank you. And I shall rely on that. And I will be praying for you. And I trust that the great revival that you've looked forward to so long will soon come to your city. Just this afternoon, one of the brothers that's on the platform now handed me a letter from a lady, a very saintly-looking motherly lady, age, was standing in the hotel lobby, said, give this person to Brother Branham. She was acquainted of our great, renowned brother that sleeping tonight, or not sleeping, his body is, his soul with Jesus, Dr. Alexander Downing. And 4 years before when he died, he prophesied, she said. He said, there will be 4 years after my death that this city shall go on the rock. But after that 40 years, there will come a revival that will be more glorious than it was in the first place. And I have the writings here, and just in part, but I might read them. It comes, Dr. Dowdy prophesied that some 40 years after his death that the churches would be restored in more power and glory than they were in the former. He said that in the meantime, the churches and the church and the town would go to the rock, and the glorious truth would be trampled in the dust, and so forth. But after 40 years, he said that there would come a revival that would make the city more glorious than it ever. Now, I believe the revival spirit is in the city now. And dear friend, I'm leaving you, and I don't know when I can get back. I hope to come someday again to you. But I hope that I hear this, I trust to God, that an old-fashioned revival has come into your city. It's on right now, but just keep it going. I pray that your founders here and your pastors will be one heart and one heart. Instead of an old-fashioned revival here, that people will come from the east and the west. They come into Zion again for the glorious gospel of Christ. I believe we are living in the latter time. I do not want anybody to go away and say Brother Branham said that Jesus would be here in a certain amount of time. I do not know, but I believe, as far as I know the scripture, that something's got to happen to me. The world in a terrible condition. And I was just thinking, a few moments ago, about the subject of science. And I just thinking of how the science, how they have taken the natural man, and how he's went into the research from the fall of the natural, and what he has done, and how little the spiritual man has progressed in the kingdom of God. And I was thinking that the natural man went out at the unseen of his eye and pulled an atom down out of the sky, and split that atom in two that destroys human life. And if the natural man that knows nothing of God and cannot know nothing of God except he be converted, then his soul becomes alive with the supernatural. If he could do that in the natural realm, what else the man of God can do? My. Friends, the church is so far behind. Let's pray. My, that God will move his church up. There's a natural man with a natural resource is getting greater results than people are that call themselves Christians that step into the unseen. The blessings are yours, they're for you. Now in these meetings, I do not wish that anyone would be misinformed. I do not try to take the place of a medical doctor. This is not Mayo Clinic. This is a house of prayer. When medical doctors, God's up in here, they're doing a good job. But medical doctors do not claim to heal you from them. They claim to assist nature with operations and surgery and with medical remedies, which is an aid to nature. But nature has to do the healing, and nature is God. God is nature. Now, therefore, we salute the doctor for his how progressive he is and how he has broke out into them realms and finding things that aid humanity. But now the time has come until seemingly many things, the sickness is heaving on every side. And I wish to make this statement also, that these things that I claim are pray for the sick, I do not claim to do one thing myself. I have no power within myself to do anything. I'm just a man, unlearned, uneducated, but I am sure that my testimony is right, that truly a supernatural being came to me and made these statements, and I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. I've carried it to the best of my knowledge. And anyone would ought to know that a man that is unequipped and uneducated, I have nothing I could present to the people. No education. I'm not a preacher. I have not even a personality to give to the people. And to see it since it's been told of, that it's weighed out into every nation under heaven, will be 3 years the 7th of May. Therefore, it shows that there's some supernatural power moving that works. And each night, I believe if a person just did not want to be critical, would see that there is something besides human effort taking place at the platform. Now, I'll leave that entirely to the audience of justice. Now, if you do not understand those things, I would not criticize it. If you criticize it, I would be silent. If I really didn't even believe it, but seen some supernatural movie, I would rather just keep silent and keep my record clear with the Almighty, wouldn't you? And because, remember, if you're here from different churches, no doubt you are. Some of them don't even believe in divine presence, the whole presence, the whole thing. Never be forgiven. And Christian friends and sinner friends also, lawyers, doctors, whoever you are, I wish to say this also, that there has been much mockery in the name of divine healing. There's been much mockery in every phase of the day. But there is a real power of the Holy Spirit that delivers the human being from the bondage of sin. There is a real power of the Holy Spirit that delivers the sufferer from his suffering. And I do not see how the clergy could save and could preach the gospel without including divine healing in the atonement, because he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we are healed. If you take away one, it was the same blood from the same man on the same day. Is that right? It's an act of faith and believe. That's what Jesus Christ, your master, that each knee in here will bow before someday and give an account for every word. Is that right? He was the one who made that statement. That it is, if thou can't believe. It's an act of faith. Act of faith on salvation will change a prostitute, a drunkard, to a lady or a gentleman. Isn't that right? To a citizen. It will change a cancer-eating person when a lovely doctor has done all that he can do and burnt his radium x-ray and everything. It'll bring that person to normal health again. Dear friends, God, who is my judge, who I stand before, knows that that is a true statement. Hundreds of them I have tonight, that is true. So if you do not believe it, I would not condemn anything that was trying to help humanity. It's not a financial affair with me. Anyone knows that. Do you know my home or you can check behind us anywhere you wish to go? It is not. When I was a minister of Baptist preacher in my church for 12 years, I never even received one red penny of salary. I never tried to take but one offering in my entire life. And that's when I got up against it once and was going, I just couldn't make ends meet. And I told my wife I was going to pass the hat in the church for an offering. When I seen some poor little woman, about 4 or 5 rows out front, reach down, get a little pocketbook, and begin to pull around the pennies and nickels in there. Bless her heart, she'd give me everything she had. I told y'all, I just kid, I didn't mean that. Because I could not, I would have felt guilty of taking that poor old mother's money. In here, of course, there's large sums of money offered them. Not long ago in California, some of the Armenian people who had all sold out their wine and things sent me a check. That amounted to more than $1 million. And I wouldn't even put my hands up on it. I sent them back. I'd rather be poor, live in a shack, and have favor with God and the feeling that I had the satisfaction of loving than all the wealth the world owns. When one of those little cross-eyed children, their eyes were straightened, that poor old mother was going to pick it up for her to be healed. That means more than all the money the world has. There's no charges. It's absolutely free. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just trying to make my body an instrument to help other people. That's not in my attitude all along. And I want to go out of this world with that same attitude, knowing that someday I shall receive a reward. If I can only be faithful until that time, the rewards are given. I trust to meet every one of you in a better world, someday where there is no sickness, sorrow of the heart, no disappointment. I trust that when the big wedding supper is set in heaven, I trust that every one of you in this building tonight will be present there with your offspring with me. I won't be there too. I know I'll have a little girl there, and a beloved wife who's passed beyond the veil. And I have 2 children at home. I want them to be there also. Last evening, I wondered how many was ready for the lady still in the building. She came by the platform. She had a little child that was physically brought by. Sometimes we wonder about a line up there. As you all remember in the first of the meeting, there is no miracle performed, most of them are. Now remember, I'm not saying I'm a miracle worker. I do nothing. This is just a gift to discern diseases, that's all. Your faith offers the miracle. Now, see, your faith in what I say brings forth the miracle. This lady brought a little baby by, and she said, the little thing being crossed, I laid my hands up on it. And I just asked God to bless me. And she said, Brother Branham, just hold it just a little while. Here's what this means. All things that are done in the line of miracles that I know of, I foresee them before they happen. How many of you remember me telling you that? In my hotel room, when I'm in prayer, I send a manager over here knowing no one. Go over and you'll find a woman in a certain position. You'll find a man looking a certain way. And this baby will be in a certain... You may be a dozen babies like that, but it's dressed in this way. I'll see that first. It showed me first. And then they line those people to the platform. And I've never seen it fail in my life. That's right. And that's where the A cards and C cards and so forth are given. Now, do you say, is that scriptural? All right, St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus, the Son of God, passed by the pool of Bethesda where great multitudes of people were laying afflicted, halt, lame, blind. Remember the story? And there was one man who had an infirmity, not the older blind. He had an infirmity for 38 years. And Jesus went by and healed that man. St. John 5. In the 19th verse of the same chapter, here's the audience one of Jesus in question, had a question. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father doing, that will be likewise. Is that right? It's always foreseen. That's divine gift. When something is foreseen, people be in prayer. There's only one mistake. that I've seen in the end of our meeting that I made that I'm sorry for. That was the lady that sat in the wheelchair the other night. I was definitely sure. I don't know why I haven't, seen her back again. That there was a time. But two more women were sitting by her in wheelchairs. If I asked for that one to be set up on the platform, it would sure respect the person. I thought the people there. When the woman, she was the one that God was speaking to. I promised Lord I would never do that no more. However, the little lady that passed by with the baby that I'll continue to tell, I said, walk over and sit down. And then, if you will believe this to be the truth, sister, with all your heart, don't doubt it all. Just believe that the blessings of God is pronounced upon the baby and it will get well. For your baby's eyes function. I wanted to do this, that the people here in the audience, if you have to pass through a line, just pass you by. You can heal there, it's the same as anybody. That is true. If your faith is strong enough to throw yourself into the vision, you're seen before it. If not, it isn't. And the lady walked over there and sat down. I was very tired that night, didn't stay so long with you. And after the service, and last night she came back and was sitting in the back of the building with a little child, still cross-eyed, but still believing. And while I was in prayer here at the altar, praying for the sick, she was playing with the baby, and both eyes of the baby came normal. I wonder if the ladies in the building tonight, the child, now. Why, thank you, my sister. Now, she just took what I told her to be the truth. I can assure you, if you pass through the line, if you come through the line, just go on and believe. If you will believe it, the only thing I have is the Word of God, and this one who talked to me, he said, if you, that's me, will be sincere and will get the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before the prayer, not even the cancer. Now that is true. And that, if that little baby's eyes is not straight, just pass it through and lay hands on the child. The mother firm, you might talk her if you wish to. She believes it with all her heart. And sitting there waiting, if it had taken 6 weeks, she would still believe it. And the baby's eyes would have been all right. You believe that?
Yes.
Sometimes. When God showed me something to do, I can do it. And then, as far as diagnosis, that is when the angel of God is near, that positive all the time. That but now for such things as miracles, I have to see it first before it happens. God be with you all. I hope that someday we meet again. I hope that I can come back to your city and have a great revival. And I thank all the ushers, the ministers, the newspapers, the mayor of the city, and I believe the mayor of the city and someone wanted to come to the platform tonight to see a case diagnosed. Well, that is certainly your privilege, brethren. I'll be glad to do that. Pardon me. Now, at any time that I can be of a favor to you, you all have my address about sending for anointed handkerchiefs and so forth, do you? If you don't, just write William Branham, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Post Office Box 325, or if you can't think of it, just write William Branham. They'll come to me, and I'll be glad to help you in any way that I can. Well, God bless you all now while we bow our heads for prayer again before we have this meeting started. To you in the basement, I've forgotten to come down to speak with you tonight. Just in a few moments, I'll take a moment's rest, and I'll be down to see you. Our Heavenly Father, tonight we pray that this will be a glorious time. May your angel of healing, of mercy, the presence of the Lord Jesus be in the building so densely. And may it be tonight one of the greatest nights of all yet, Lord, here in time. God bless the very ground this city stands. Bless all of these officials, Lord. I have never quite seen such in any city before. Somehow, Lord, I believe that the prophecy of your servant who has been gone for 40 years will surely come. May there come a revival throughout the entire city, Lord, sweeping across the nation from the city once more. Bless us tonight now, and may thy servant be anointed with such of thy presence that everyone passing by might be healed. For we ask it in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, I want you to meet my Canadian manager now. This is Reverend Vern Baxter from British Columbia, which will be in the Canadian meeting soon, which is to go across Canada and overseas to all brothers back.
Thank you, Brother Bannon. I've been listening to Brother Brown's word, and I think I know something of this, what's going on inside. You realize that this is the last night. We who have been in the Brown meetings know what last nights are. You realize the desperation, the great heart longing of many who want to be healed. Still, before I came to the meeting tonight, I was in my room alone. The Lord ever spoke to me, I think he spoke to me tonight. Before I came, I said, Brother Brown, do you mind if I take just a minute to say something to those people? We witness constantly on the part of people the attitude that the Brown meetings are sort of a free Mayo clinic. I think it's a tragedy if in your mind the divine healing that is being wrought here should ever become dissociated from your spiritual and moral obligation to God. A preacher friend of mine was traveling by air over the Canadian Rockies, and while we were away up about 17,000 feet, he looked out and saw one of the engines on fire. The stewardess came through and tried to quiet him down and calm him down. When it was all over and they had got the fire extinguished some way, my preacher friend, who sometimes has more zeal and good sense, but this time his zeal seemed to pay off, he turned to the stewardess. He said, did you pray while that engine was on fire? She said, I sure did. He said, what did you pray for, your soul or your skin? Well, she said, I hadn't thought of it that way, but I guess it was my skin. Well, that put rather crudely that there are poor people here tonight that are crippled, lame, blind. I know how Brother Brown's heart goes out, those of us that are with him. And yet, sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. In St. Louis, a woman brought a man of high repute, her father, last week to be prayed for. And for some strange reason, Brother Sheridan and I commented on it after. Brother Brown had passed that man by every time. Brother Sheridan got that man just close enough to Brother Brown that if he turned to apple foot, he'd have his hand on the man. Brother Brown, with his eyes closed and under his eyes moved right back, you heard him tell about the little girl who he laid through, and that was the healing that followed. We couldn't understand that. He seemed to be a fine man. He'd been a judge. He was paralyzed. Very fine-looking dog. We couldn't understand why that was. We found out after, and that woman realized that she couldn't get her father in. She'd come and offer us a great sum of money if we do something about it. Now, just this. The gift of healing is here. Those of us that have been with Brother Branham are confirmed in that. We've seen so many things. We didn't believe his testimony, we have to believe the result. We've seen just about everything take place. But we know heartbreaking fact that there'll be people who will pretend to be God-healed, pretend to have attended to their moral obligation before God. Jeremiah says their human heart is wicked, who can know it? Desperately wicked, perverse, deceitful. Who can know? Only God knows the human heart. That's why I think that the way Brother Branham moves by divine guidance, sometimes we go with him and say, well, why did he do that? We're learning to keep our mouth shut and let him move under divine guidance. Time and time and again, we found people come into the line. We thought, oh, Brother Branham, do something here. Brother Branham didn't do anything. We looked at one another and said, my, wish he'd done something there. We found out after that it was the thought he was experimenting. We had people coming to spy for various groups to find out whether this was a fraud and so on. God has given our brother and our indictments time and time and again. Now let me say this. If Brother Brown could make every one of you well, stand very high right now in your thinking. You've got an annoying navigation, your body, so if I could only get here. But remember the main thing, the major thing, the fundamental thing, the important thing, the eternal thing, the all-important thing, the critical thing, the thing that matters more than anything else, the thing that God Almighty is vitally interested in. It's not primarily in the healing of your body, vital as that is, but if he heals your body, he's doing it, that he might get at your spirit, that he might bring you to your moral and spiritual obligation before God. Now, I thought I must say that. They came to Jesus and he said, well, a lot of you folks are only interested in the loaves and the fishes. And the Bible says he would not commit himself to them because he knew what was in man. They wanted to make him a king. Why, he'd have been a wonderful king. If you could get a man to run the world today that could stand up with a loaf of bread and keep breaking it off, and every time he broke it off, another piece came on and he broke it off. Our economic problems are all solved. Brother, there would be no trouble. He'd just stand there and break it off and break it off and break it off. And they said, this is a man to make king. So after he fed the 5,000, he said, come on, let's make him king. Jesus said that he wouldn't commit himself to them because he knew what was in them. What was in them? All they wanted him for was to keep breaking the bread and multiplying the bread. They just wanted him to keep a feeding their belly. But he knew that if he was going to feed their souls, he was going to have to go to the cross. He was going to have to go out to Calvary. He was going to have to suffer, beaten, die, and fight sin and hell and death to the finish, and come up conqueror and be able to give man more than healing for his body, more than bread for his belly. He was going to have to give an eternal life for his spirit. And tonight, that's the thing that matters most in this last night. I pray God, every one of you will get healed. But oh, listen, your healing is of secondary importance. The fundamental thing is on your right with God. If God heals you, are you going to use your renewed body to serve it? Or have you just come to try it out? The doctors have failed you, you're going to try it out. Get right with God as you come into the mouth. Got anything in your heart? Get rid of it. If there's anything there that will hinder you from getting the healing of your body, get rid of it and then come on through and let's please God. Now this is the last night, maybe the last chance some of you have got to come. If you come up into this line, you do some serious things. You do some trusting. You do some believing. Clear out the debris, get the ashes out, then the fire burns. But you're not going to make a fire burn, there's a lot of ashes in there. But you get the ashes out and the fire burns. Pull the debris out of the well and there'll be lots of nice cool water. All right. If cards K79 to K100, K79 to K100 will gather over here. No one else stand, please, but those numbers. That's all that we want right now. K79 to K100. Now we're going to do our very best to serve you in the Lord, to be your servants for Christ's sake. Now listen to one more thing. Listen carefully. We want the utmost cooperation tonight. We want everyone to be obedient. We want you to be prayerful. When we call for extra prayer help, you get a hold of the lines of the altar and go ahead and lay down God. K79 to K100. For a change of posture, let us sing. Not only believe, but Lord, I believe. Everyone singing now.
going down in the test, and the man met me out there. He said, "Brother Brandon, but I'll always be grateful to you. I wish I could just be with you all the time. I don't want to talk about that. My life is killed here. He's a good friend. That my daughter was healed that way. Why not talk to her? Why she was healed that way? So our love is just so much different. Oh,
very
that's worth more to me than all the money that's in the world. Everyone has to be gone from his daughter. Woman is different now, isn't it? When Jesus comes. God is our great healer. He's the one who does all things well. Now, if there's someone here, I have to make this statement each night, friend. If there's someone here that doesn't believe, just a little bit skeptic, just remember now, I will not be responsible for what happens to that individual soon to be, because these things come from one to the other. Everyone getting your record there, and I would say that statement. You should leave. You will have to remain with your head back. And you not only do that, you can do the audience. Now, if you're a Christian, I'm sure you will operate. Now, the people downstairs, I went down there, and it's just almost as many there as there is in here, just a lovely audience. And those people down there in that basement, listening to the end of the service, just tell me the love of God don't bring people to the Lord. See, they're sitting there, they never see one thing happen, they're not even in the meeting, but they're just seated just like a fast one little bit, just enough time to have a service. Just a good crowd out of the people. They're sitting there just as reverent and lovely as they can be. Now imagine even when we're praying, they bow their heads and just that type of people. Down in the basement, you just see in prayer also, loan your strength to me with all your heart now while we pray. Here goes the prayer. All right, pray here. Here comes the trouble in your back. Lord, we thank you for every effort that's been put forth for this marriage. But it's failed. We thank you for the man that did it, that tried. But now, Father, let thy power of healing be known to our brethren. I rebuke this demon power, which is unseen to the natural eye. I rebuke it in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Leave the man. Come out from
him. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know it's true.
Or you can raise your head, or the man
that you want to scoot yourself over, brother. You all right now? Raise your hands up.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Thank you.
This man's called arterial coronary
artery.
That's what
they're
diagnosed.
Just a little bit of a moment. You don't feel it. Thank you for your patience. And wants to see what's wrong with this woman. She has a cancer on her face that's eating her up. Frankly, the good part of her face is already gone from this cancer. Of course, sister dear, you realize that life is very short for you if something gets you down. If it isn't drive by God, where do you live at? And you live here in the city. Do you believe if I'll ask Jesus that you'll get well? You know you will. That's quite safe now. I want everyone to be reverent and pray. But Father dear, I realize that our sister here, beloved Z, is dying. A hideous cancer is eating off her face. And it's seemingly that nothing will stop it. You alone, Lord, can do this. And wouldn't it be wonderful, Father, we just would just appreciate this so much if you healed the woman tonight. Maybe this is why you turned me back. Maybe for this person here, that it might cause a testimony to resign here. You who heal the blind to make men see, and the city there have been blind for many years. You who take the little twisted children and brought them to normal condition. God is here tonight to heal our city. You have seen Jesus Christ and Son of God. You believe now with all your heart. Just a little too much for you to believe, friend. But since prayer, you knew the moment the cancer seems to be drying on the face with all of it. Father, let me hear from you. Now you can raise your head to desire not to see better. Look at her face. Look this way, sister. That's dark. Let's just say thanks a lot. Be with you, sister. Much that divine the glory of God. All I can count every one of you there. Patient don't have anything in your right hand, but I could be there for you, pray for me. Take your hand out. Hold your hand. Just be clear right now, Mr. Alex, see your hands. If you have anything in your hands, you have stomach trouble. Isn't that right? You have female trouble also. Thank you so much.
Artery stomach trouble.
You have a gallbladder disorder also.
Yes, ma'am. Artery structure also.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you've been in the meetings and seen the vibrations and so forth, no one's speaking. Are you believe with all your heart? Well, I do know that you're stranger to me, and it's some way I have of knowing that. You confess and believe that it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift that he sent the poor suffering in the land. Can you see those places on the map? That's what we call Bible. That's the name that I get. It just feels like my hand is now. See, I take my hand off of yours. I put my own hand on. Doesn't look like that now. I put Mr. Baxter's hand on. Still doesn't look that way. I put your hand on. There you are. The little white things on your hand. If you will believe with all your heart, all right, you know that. May you bow your head everywhere. Father, who brought again the Lord Jesus to life, though all the world seems to be so marvelous, and they're going, Lord, for knowledge, and instead of just a simple faith in God, we realize in the Garden of Eden, when they tasted the tree of knowledge, they broke off relationship with the tree of knowledge. And since then, man has went after knowledge, and he destroys himself every time he bites from the tree. Gunpowder, automobiles, and now an atomic bomb. Knowledge, knowledge. Truly the prophet Daniel said, they'll run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. But back tonight to a practice of 2,000 years past, to faith in the Lord Jesus, ministered by a gift of healing by an angel. Thou demon that bound this woman's body, I adjure thee by the Son of God that you leave the woman come out of my presence. Of course, sister, you're watching that. Never came to this till that. I am not the healer. The Lord is the healer. The victim. And the scripture says the three victims. Father, be merciful to all. And the power of the enemy that has bound your life. Come to take your life. God is here to help me. Thou demon, I adjure thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Now there, now you're looking at yourself. Is the hand in the same position, but it's changing. Those little white things running over my hand stop, haven't they? See, God, she did. My hand has gone back to a normal looking hand. Is that true? Man? Cleveland, Tennessee? Well, God bless you, sister. You can go on your road rejoicing. All right. Bow your head, everyone, down. Be in prayer. All right. Bring your patient. Condition. raise her head. This is not psychology. Don't forget that. If it is, Jesus Christ used it too. He put the people out of the place, out of the house. If that is the Bible, truth, say amen. Yes. So did the Apostle Peter. I'm trusting that you will keep your head down until you hear my voice, say raise your head. Heavenly Father, every love and mercy, I come to thee for dead, dumb, crippled, so long. What a pity. Mother, her darling baby, doctors that tried so hard, efforts seem to fail to rid the little boy of the call. Giving hearing and speech and right control of his little body that stagger between the people that let him hear tonight. Without our ears and healing, Father, I pray that you grant this blessing tonight for the little boy. Hear the prayer of your servant. Thou demon that has found this little boy, make him dead, dumb, and crippled. I adjure thee by the Son of God, leave the child. Come out from him. Friends, you'll have to keep your head back. As I raise my head at least 2 dozen, cold waves of violation struck across me. I
straighten your little shoulders up straight like a little man. That's right. Now, praise the Lord. Keep your head bowed everywhere. Everywhere. There he comes straight. Keep your head bowed. Thank you. first man to me. I have turned one person into the unbeliever. But there is one who is tonight. That's right. And it makes all the harm. I would serve you there all. Without the need to get to the dead. Your hearing makes all the harm. One unbelieving spirit.
Thank you. Thank you.